Wonder Woman continues to rule the universe. Two more DC release dates. And what's the next DC project going into production? Well, Shazam!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
Yeah, happy 2017 San Diego Comic-Con weekend, everybody. We got Roxy and Mike trying to call in right now. They are down there. They're together. Of all, there's thousands of people in San Diego right now.
We're taking you right into San Diego.
We're taking you into the belly of the whale's vagina in San Diego.
Oh, my God.
Roxy Stryer, Mike Kalinowski, hello.
Are you understanding where I'm from?
Hello.
Roxy?
Roxy, you are on the air. Just be careful about whatever you say.
Please cuss a whole bunch right now.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, I'm with Mikey Christmas.
Yeah.
Mikey Christmas. Mikey Hanukkah. Guys.
Yes, how you doing?
They want to know how we're doing. How are we doing?
I want to know how you're
doing.
We want to know what you've seen. I saw Mikey with the Batmobile. Talk to us, guys.
Yeah.
So they saw that you were with the Batmobile. Can you talk about that?
I was with the Batmobile. It was awesome. It's the Justice League version of it. They have so much stuff out there for Justice League. There's a weird thing at the Disney, at the WB panel. They have all the suits. Batman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Flash, Aquaman. But there is a space missing. And people are think there's going to be a reveal for Superman. So I think this might be some kind of maybe the black suit or something.
Okay, so we've seen like statues and stuff, but there's nothing officially for Justice League Superman yet, as far as you can tell.
No, nothing. Everything that they're showing is all him in the red and blue.
Good.
Mattel has the red and blue suit out. Hot Toys has the red and blue suit. They have a giant like mural that's him in the red suit. So that's really it so far.
Good. I'll tell
you. Most of this stuff won't happen till Saturday.
If I see Superman wearing so much as a shade of gray, I'm going to get pissed off.
There is a rumor. I will say this if anyone's listening. Someone took pictures of the toys, and there was a parademon, and it was green, and they said it was a Green Lantern parademon, which it was not. It was just the parademon is green.
I saw that on Twitter.
So just so anyone who wanted to know, there's no Green Lantern's parademon. There's no Green Lantern hints. But that Shazam stuff. I think they might announce a cast. If they're saying they're going in, maybe that's what Armie Hammer's been, you know, talking DC about. Maybe he's their Shazam.
Huh.
I'm going to try for Hall H, guys. I'm going to try for everyone out there to get Hall H. I don't know if it's going
to
happen.
Are you going to try to wait, or do you know people? Are you going to try to hook up with the camp?
We're going to try both. We're going to try to squeeze the people we know, but we're also going to try and go for the line.
Real quick, can we get your Roxy's real quick, can we get like your and then Roxy's just like Shazam reactions, like if that's the next thing going in production after Aquaman?
Yeah. I mean, hey, we always talked about it. I think the swerve was the fact that we've heard about is Black Adam. You know, him talking, and the fact that they're saying that Black Adam will not be a part of this, I think that's great because he's tied up, but this Shazam could be going. Mm-hmm. Here's Rocky's take. They want to know your take on the Shazam drop.
I feel like I have been asking for us to know the order of movies, and they heard me on the show, and they heard Mike that was pissing me off, and he was like, you want to know the dates? You want to know the dates? And all I wanted was the order, and they are granting my wish, so I did this.
That's what I was going to say. Congratulations, Roxy. You are really spearheading the DC movement.
I did. It was my call with Jeff John.
Yeah.
And he was like, yep, you've got this. No, I think that it's interesting. Johnny, Swervy McGurvy, like, who knew that this was going to happen? I was really shocked when you sent this to us this morning. That was surprising to me. I was really shocked.
This was actually, Umberto wrote about this a couple of days ago. And then, you know, that can always be, you don't know which way that's going to go. He does a lot of great scoops, and
I
was right.
I saw that.
But then Hollywood Reporter usually is trustworthy.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like Umberto's been more wrong than right recently, so I've kind of written off a couple of his things, but I was shocked when,
if he was right about that, do you think he's right about Dwayne Johnson not being in this first Shazam movie?
Possibly.
No, I don't think that those two things are correlated. I know that he's saying that, but I think it would be a huge mistake. I know Mike just said he would be happy about that, but they have him in their back pocket right now, and he's so excited about it. He's been the one who's like been the mouthpiece for a lot of things, and we keep seeing him over there. Why wouldn't we have him?
And to be honest,
why wouldn't we use him?
Right now, Dwayne Johnson is the biggest box office draw in the world. I mean, you could argue there's other people, but yeah, right now he's the guy, especially after the Kevin Hart thing that came out. So I think he is going to be in Shazam for sure. Here's my question, though, Roxy. So they announced that they're going to go into production in like 6 months. Do you think they know who their Shazam is? Because that's kind of weird to announce it without having a guy.
I wonder if that's going to be something that's talked about here, because, yeah, they would have to, or at least have a good inclination. I mean, maybe the ink hasn't dried yet, but I would have to assume yes.
Hmm. A lot of people in chat roll are saying John Cena for Shazam. I just don't.
What?
No way. No.
That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I actually think he would do a pretty great job.
He would be okay. He's just not. He's not going to leave WWE for that long. And also, he's learned that he's not that.
But if it is him, how do you not have The Rock?
Well, yeah, right. But Cena's also learned that he's not that great of an actor. He's actually made light of it in the ring, talking about it before. And I don't think DC can trust a property like this with him, per se.
I don't think they'll take the risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it's not like you have to have a monster place of jam.
I have something fun for you guys before I hang up, because it's loud here and I don't want to ruin your guys' whole show.
Sure.
But I will be doing, this is a little early TV time, but I'll be doing the Black Lightning press line. So anybody who has questions that they want asked about Black Lightning, make sure you tweet them at me and I will ask the cast and
at Roxy Stryer, everybody tweet at Roxy Stryer questions for Black Lightning, and you could get them asked.
I'm also doing the Defenders. I know that crosses over a little bit, but all the comic book fans out there, any questions for the Defenders, ask me those too.
Oh, that's cool.
Roxy, I got some good news. I got myself a badge for Saturday.
You coming down, Johnny? Am I going to see you?
Well, I have shows at the La Jolla Comedy Store Friday and Saturday night anyway, so I was already going down. Tomorrow I'm going to shoot some stuff for my album. But yeah, Saturday I'll be on the floor somewhere.
Can you handcuff Adam to you?
Well, I mean, he's got to hop on a plane, but I've been handcuffed to him before. It wouldn't be anything new.
Yeah.
But that was in our own time.
Some sensuality.
Yeah, you know, I'm so sorry.
Sensuality rating.
I'm so sorry, right, I'm not going to be there, but thank you, Roxy. Have a great
con.
Bye,
Roxy.
Bye.
Bye, team. Bye.
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 Is that bye to Mikey, too? I guess that was by both of them.
I think it is. So, guys, we already covered a couple of the top stories here. But, yes, I think we have to go with the fact that, yeah, we're going to get a couple new release dates. But Shazam has been officially announced as going into production early 2018, which, if you would have looked at all the movies on slate.
So funny.
Wouldn't this have been arguably, besides The Flash, the last one you would have guessed going into production in 2018? Probably. Maybe not the core. I don't know. But that's surprising.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it would have been probably the last, just because they've been talking about it the longest, mm-hmm. and, like, all these other things popping up, it's just the boy who cried wolf with it. So, I mean, I know some people were saying that they wanted to, like, get honest. Like, I did not believe it was going to happen, but I just didn't know when, you know?
I thought it was going to happen, but not going to be on the slate announced now. Yeah.
I'm excited that it's going to be happening, because I've been waiting for it. I was like, oh, already? Okay.
Raghu Seetharaman says Army Hammer. He's down for that. That would make sense because he did say no one has approached me at DC about Green Lantern. You know what I mean? Like, that's classic swerve right there.
And that's also still...
And not a lie.
It's also saying the truth. Son of a bee.
He's a big person. He's perfect for it. I think he could play the hell out of it. I would like to see him more than John Cena. I just don't like... John Cena is a wacky-looking individual to me. He's got
John
a real...
John Cena, but I just feel like I wouldn't feel like I was watching Shazam. I would feel like I was watching John Cena.
Yeah. To be honest,
yeah,
I don't...
playing a character.
I clearly don't know John Cena personally, but just by what he said in the past, I don't think he would want to have the responsibility of playing Shazam. I really don't think
he
would.
I can see that, because
his goal is not to be The Rock. He's done the movie thing. He's gone that route. And that's not really necessarily what he wants to do. There's only one Rock. So I really don't think that Shazam would be on his platform. I don't think that would work.
That's why he's called The Rock and not A Rock.
That's
there
right.
There can only be one.
But the Black Adam part of the news is really wacky. Like, I just don't understand.
That doesn't even make sense to me, because it seems like if you have somebody who is kind of the point person who's been saying, I'm so excited about this, who is the top star in the world and everyone's looking at them, why would you say, well, we'll just keep them in our back pocket and not use them right now to gain steam?
I mean, it could also be just a scheduling issue, too. I mean, I don't... There's so many things that could be happening.
Too busy being
I know, but the only...
I know!
The only thing about the scheduling issue is that, like, he schedules movie after movie after movie, and they've been dealing with him for, like, 3 or 4 years already. It's like, you wait till he's ready. It's like, at this point, they're like, no, we have to make Shazam now. You've got 12 other movies you could be making.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, unless there's truth to the Black Adam movie, but now, when you look at... And we'll look at the slate later. It's like, all these movies, when do you get to a Black Adam movie as a priority? Yeah.
2022? I don't know. I think he has to... Because here's the thing. Shazam, it's not one of the massively popular characters you would necessarily put a movie behind. So I think you need to add some gravitas to it. And by you put The Rock in there, you're guaranteed that people are going to go see it. Right. Especially if the movies continue to do well following up Wonder Woman. So I'd be really surprised if Black Adam is not in the Shazam movie. Because if they hold him for, like, the Black Adam film, well, then you might be saying, well, the Black Adam film might do better than Shazam, and that's kind of weird. So, yeah. Especially if Shazam leads it. So, I think you got to put him in there. But
I agree. I agree 100%, well, because it just doesn't make sense otherwise.
Hopefully, we'll get some clarity in just a couple of days. I mean, Warner Brothers is going in the AM at Hall H. Uh-huh. We know two new dates have been added to the mix in 2020, Valentine's Day and the summer. And, I mean, so, and this is the other thing about Shazam, and please chime in on this, is it's a New Line sub movie. So, is that how they're going to get three movies out in 2019? Because I've been saying I think three movies, but is one of them a New Line and then two of them are WB?
I don't know.
That's kind of the only way that would, that's possible. That's really, because how else would they make three? Because Warner Brothers wouldn't be,
It seems like it would be a lot.
I'm blown away now because I'm thinking, like,
we know we're only going to get one in 2018 at this point, right? There's no way you're getting another DC movie in 2018, right? I mean, we have Aquaman.
In theaters.
Well, I don't know. Because I don't know. They keep pushing. They've gone completely silent on Gotham City Sirens, but they were the whole reason that they were pushing that one was because of the quick turnover and how inexpensive it was going to be and how fast it was going to be to make.
Right.
So if the whole push of it was, okay, this is going to be almost self-produced by Margot Robbie.
But and it seems like they've also...
Why would they not...
Well, I think the success of Wonder Woman, and I think all the things that they think that they feel positive momentum, and I think that they don't want to make rash decisions now, which is great.
So right now, 2018, the only release date we have is Aquaman, that's it.
Yeah, and December, right? Isn't it pushed back to December now?
December.
Yeah.
Which is basically, so just nothing.
Which is going to be rough because you're competing with, Star Wars in December?
Yeah, and we will introduce everybody soon, guys. This is still all the prologue of the show. Right. The show has not officially started yet.
This is us foreplaying you.
We will introduce everybody. But, okay, so that means that our next year of DC Movie News is going to be very much like our first year of DC Movie News.
Just nothing. A whole year with nothing.
Yeah,
a
year.
So I am predicting definitely, definitely, definitely three movies in 2019. Ooh. And one of them will be Shazam.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, we have two movies for 2020 right now. Do you want to talk about what we think those are? What the speculation is?
Well, so far the release dates are... By the way, now's a good time. Let's introduce everyone. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. I'm Johnny LaQuasto at J Quasto. The lady right there is about to head down to Comic-Con tomorrow. She is a panel moderator. She is a cosplayer. She is an encyclopedia. And she's beautiful. Find her on Twitter at Elena Jordan. She's Elena Jordan, and she's also dressed as Harvey. You know, it's great. We have the two biggest Harley fans on Earth on the show today, which is really dope.
That's all we talk about.
And Alexis brought a dog and a Harley present.
Hey, yeah, what's your Harley present?
Oh, it's
she
over
brought
there.
You?
It's on the couch.
I'll introduce Harley number two.
I feel like a big bowl of pudding right now.
She's an engineer.
You are the best pudding.
She brought along Rocky the dog, who is just all times adorable. Also dresses Batman.
Yeah,
today.
I don't know if you can see it.
And her schedule is so busy that she can rarely join us, so we're very happy to have her.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. But I still get you guys' tweets and stuff. You guys are amazing.
She's Alexis Torres.
Hi, I'm at atorres890. Thanks for that introduction, John.
There you go. And, of course, Roxy Stryer, Mike Kalinowski. This man, unfortunately, will not be joining us in San Diego because he has to go do some big boy things in New York City. He's the host of Man vs. Child on FYI.
Yeah, he is.
And FX Movie Download on FX. And he's a worst mocker for Doghouse, Adam Gertler.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Very glad to be here. I'm sad that I will not be in San Diego Comic-Con this year because I'm going to be on Fox News for Doghouse. But I think there's obviously a tremendous amount of crossover audience between Fox and Friends and San Diego Comic-Con.
Sure.
So in a way, I feel like I'm participating. And then I'll just be really excited to go down next year.
I mean, to be honest, if I was getting paid to work somewhere, I wouldn't be at Comic-Con either.
Yeah.
That is why I'm not going.
Yeah. Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, I'm honestly, in a way, I'm a little glad to be free of the anxiety of, like, getting everywhere, getting to the right party, mm-hmm. not being invited to this party.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
not getting into that and just hearing it like anybody else. There is a little bit of relief to that, knowing that it's out of my hands.
That's why I'm really glad I just happened to get scheduled at the La Jolla Comedy Store on Comic-Con weekend, because that way I'm going to be down there, but I know what my nights have. I have two shows each night. I don't have to worry about getting into anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be sweating because it's air-conditioned in there.
Yeah,
during the day, cool. I'll do my thing and have some fun, but at night, I don't care. I'm going to tell these jokes.
Is it a very much like a Comic-Con-themed crowd when you do comedy around something like this?
Here's the thing. La Jolla is about a 20-minute drive from where San Diego Comic-Con is. So it's kind of a destination. If you want to go to the shows, you got to make an effort to get over there. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be, I think it'll be decent crowds. I mean, it's going to be crowded down there. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Mm.
But nonetheless, so yeah, the intros have been done. The release dates are February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2020,
mm-hmm.
and June 5th, 2020. That's not even 4 months apart from each other. Yeah. A lot of speculation as to what they may be.
And I'll just give her a quick refresher. These are all the films that we don't have release dates for or that have been talked about, that are, but nothing official has been set. You're talking Justice League Dark. You're talking Gotham City Sirens.
Yes, please.
You're talking Batgirl, right? Joss Whedon. You're talking Nightwing.
Flash.
Flash, Green Lantern, The Batman, the Cyborg, which could or could not be part of a Flash movie. Well, you guys think Cyborg is just off the table right now?
No. Literally, Cyborg is on our table.
Oh, look, he is on the table there right is. There. Sorry, also, buddy. A Justice League sequel, Shazam. Well, that looks like that's in there. So that could be 2019, or Shazam could be certainly one of those dates. And that's what I got. And a Man of Steel sequel, too. So these are all the things that people have talked about that we have no official word
Did
about.
You mention Green Lantern Corps as well?
Oh, Green Lantern Corps as well, yeah.
So what do we have in 2019? We have Justice League 2, right? Am I wrong?
No, Justice League 2 is not announced.
So what's in 19?
There's right? There's nothing officially announced. Oh, there's no release date. That's what I'm saying. There's zero, not one. There's no release date, and there's no production date. We know Matt Reeves is just getting started on his Batman movie, writing that. Maybe that gets into production by late 2018? I mean, starting to film. I mean, they're going to start pre-production soon, but that's a long way off.
Well, also, on Saturday, it looks like we're going to have the announcement of when Wonder Woman 2's release date is.
I know, I'm so excited.
It looks like they're going to come out with that. So
do you, Harley fans, do you think that one of those 2020 dates is a Wonder Woman, or do you think that's going to be a 2019 or a 2021?
I think it would be pretty, I feel like I would feel a little...
2019's early.
Brushed off if one of the release date announcements is also Wonder Woman, when they're like, we're going to announce the release date for Wonder Woman 2, also we're going to announce two release dates, doubling up and having one of them, and they're like, and one of them is Wonder Woman. Like, that just seems like that would be like, yeah, that just seems like that would be a little shady. So I feel like it's going to be two separate things. But I also think it's weird that they're even announcing that they're going to have dates right now.
Well, they have to grab these dates, you know, while they will. It wasn't like an official announcement. It was like they grabbed them and they said what they're for. Like, you gotta like stake your turf in these dates years in advance.
No, makes sense.
So they already have some dates and I don't have them. They do have dates in 2019, and some people think that the Shazam movie is gonna come out late in 2019, which it totally could.
If they're rushing into production, but if they're going into production early 2018, absolutely it's gonna be in 2019.
I do think that Wonder Woman 2 is going to be announced just because it is the most positive will the DCU has had. It is the biggest grossing film of the summer. It's still in theaters.
Well, they are going to announce when the Wonder Woman date is. I just don't think that it's going to be part of the 2020. I don't think that it's going to... I think it's going to be two separate announcements. I don't think they're going to say one of these dates, either June 5th or February 14th, will be Wonder Woman. Yeah. I think the Wonder Woman announcement is going to be separate because is one of those dates... then that almost feels like, to DC fans, we're going to give you two things
But wait a second. Yeah. I'm a little confused by what you're saying, because the two dates, I mean, there's also 2019 dates that have to be announced.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's
so
a lot to be
announced. Wonder Woman is going to be 2019.
That
I don't
soon?
Think it's going to be... Or I think they're going to try to push for it.
Yeah, because the fact that there's positive light on this movie, they want to get it out as fast as they can, but I don't think that's a good idea.
If you look at the production schedule, though, I think 2020 makes more sense.
I think 2020...
She just had a baby, too. I feel like
to be honest,
better to do it in 2020.
I think 2021 makes more sense.
I don't think they'll push that far.
Well, listen.
I say make them wait, man.
2020 is 3 years, basically, or 2.5 years later. So I think it makes sense. I think I think June 5th, 2020 is going to be Wonder Woman. I'll stake that. And then February, God, I mean, that could be anything. That could be of The Flash.
I think I'm going to say one of those 2020 dates for sure is the Batman.
One of the 2020s
really?
Is Batman.
I think they're going to make that big announcement. They want to make a splash with that. Because all the Reeves talk that's been happening.
I would go with that because now they seem to have a direction. And now they've already said what they're scrapping and what they're going to focus on. So I could definitely see that being...
I really want the February 14th to be Sirens. I really think that would be really
that,
fine.
I agree with you.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not going to be one of the... I think they want both these announcements to be huge and like... major characters.
Yeah, it would definitely be Batman.
I'm
one of them.
Thinking Batman, and I would probably lean towards Green Lantern more than The Flash.
Oh no!
See, I don't think it's going to be Batman and Wonder Woman because there have been so many Batman movies. That's like two characters that we've already seen. I think you got to get. I think that February date is going to be one of the riskier ones.
Right.
It could be Shazam. It could be City Sirens.
I don't think it's going to be City Sirens because I feel like what they tend to do with February, and I hate to gender discrepancy, but
that's why I think that it was...
Yeah, you're going to have a ton of romance movies. You're going to have a bunch of guys who are going to the theater, you know, who kind of as an alternative to these chick flick movies that a bunch of girls are like...
So you think Sirens would be a chick flick movie?
I don't think that they're going to do... I don't think it's going to necessarily be a chick flick movie, but I feel like the girl movies that are going to come out in February for Valentine's Day that are the Galentine's type thing. Let's get our ladies together and go see this movie.
I've never heard that phrase.
Galentine's?
Parks and Rec?
I don't watch TV.
Oh, well, that's right.
There's so many movies that we've seen that, you know, kind of just because of the
timing
of it.
Somebody else also just mentioned Suicide Squad, too. We forgot to mention that in that rundown.
Yeah.
So many movies.
Do you think that would be coming out?
Suicide Squad.
What's that?
Suicide Squad 2.
Any of them are on the same schedule. What I'm saying is nothing is in pre-production right now, so everything has an equal chance because we're not privy to the new shit. We don't know.
2020.
I don't think that they're going to do a female-driven movie on Valentine's Day.
Okay, no, that's a good point. I mean,
I just don't.
I know that.
It just seems like it would be like,
Deadpool was a great one last year.
Like, I don't want it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know, and a lot of people say that's like too on the nose to do.
That's part of why Deadpool, I think, did so well too, was because that was the alternative to the super romance movies that were all
Nightwing.
Coming out. And the marketing of it as, you know, the alternative to a Valentine's
Day. Okay, but counterpoint coming from the wise words of Captain Dingleberry, excuse me.
Ooh, Captain Dingleberry.
Captain Dingleberry says that Joker and Harley love story for Valentine's Day. I'll take Sirens or Suicide Squad. Works for me.
That would be almost 4 years from the release, too.
Yeah, and Suicide Squad last year came out, what time? Was it in February last year?
I thought it was June.
When was Suicide Squad out?
I thought it was a summer. I thought it was a summer movie.
Summer, right?
Didn't
I'll
you
say May?
See it together? I thought.
I saw it at the Grove.
No, that we didn't see it together.
Guys, when did Suicide Squad come out?
No, because they prepped it at Comic-Con last year, and then
it came out a few
months after that. So,
it has to be August.
Fall.
Or, maybe September.
August 5th. I want to say August 5th. It rings in my brain. I don't know why.
I did mention Nightwing. Well, what's great about this speculation is that in a couple of days, hopefully, we're going to know a whole lot more.
I hope so.
Like, we literally have been... this show is 98% speculation, and every time you get a Comic-Con, you get the chance to do more. I will say this. I do like that Warner Brothers DC is carving out their own way of doing Comic-Con, in that where Marvel is probably going to do something exclusive like Infinity War and keep it special, and I think that's awesome. I think whatever DC is going to give out, they're going to give something special that they're going to release the same day. So whether it's the Aquaman tease or whether it's a new Justice League 2 trailer or a Superman unveil, I bet we're going to get something released that day that we can all just consume like greedy little nerds that we are.
Well, I can tell you what's not speculation is the fact that Wonder Woman continues to dominate and is going to pass very, very soon Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Woo-hoo.
Guardians is at $387 million domestically. Wonder Woman, as of Monday, was already at $381.5 million. So let's be honest, by next week, it's going to pass that. Globally, it is now, good Lord, $767 million already.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just phenomenal. And it's surpassed. I remember, what were all our guesses? We're nowhere near this. I mean,
I wasn't here, but I would. She's crushing it. I would have.
760?
It's at 767 as of
Monday.
And this
was even past what I thought.
And did it passed Deadpool, right? It passed Deadpool. I heard Deadpool congratulated
Wonder Woman. Yeah, for passing his numbers, yes.
How weird is the world that Deadpool congratulates Wonder Woman on Twitter and like we all read about it? That's very funny.
It's just my nerdy dreams coming true.
Strange world.
I love it. The little...
Yeah, that was amazing.
We didn't put it in the rundown, but I listened to Charlize Theron on Howard Stern yesterday, mm-hmm. and sure. You know, she was directed to an Oscar by Patty Jenkins, and she had such amazing things to say about Patty Jenkins, but she was apparently offered a role in Wonder Woman.
What?
I don't know if it was Antiope or what, but she turned it down. I don't know. I mean, it would have been great to see Charlize as an Amazon, but...
That would have been amazing.
Huh. Or Dr. Poison. She would have been a great Dr. Poison,
ooh,
too.
If she had been... Okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would have been so
if
much
she
hotness.
She had come off of Fast and the Furious, Fate of the Furious, and
then go straight into
gone
that.
Straight into that.
Yeah, considering she could pull off... Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what's the movie that's coming out that she's in?
Oh, Atomic Blonde.
Yeah,
Atomic
so, like, Blonde. Can you imagine that lineup from, like, Fast and Furious, Wonder Woman, and that? Holy smokes.
I can't wait to see Atomic Blonde, actually.
So good. I can't wait.
Not to mention, if she could pull off monsters, she could pull off just about anything.
Yeah, true.
She's amazing.
True.
Steppenwolf, y'all, we got some toys. I'm not a big fan of these toys coming out before we see the damn movie.
Entering into the toy image portion of our show?
I guess we might as well. I mean, we're pretty much there.
So let's
shut up and take
toys.
My money section is
yes,
what I usually
the
call
shut
that.
Up and take the money.
Yeah. So we got the Steppenwolf photo if we can throw it up there, RJ.
So this was an interesting situation here. And what's great is that like it's a humanoid character, but Kieran Hines said he never met anybody. So I wonder is it gonna be his face under there? Or is that a total CGI face? Does it even matter anymore?
I don't think it matters.
Did he do motion capture?
He did.
Yeah,
he did motion capture.
So it's going to be his face.
It's his face.
But
it's just his digitally altered face.
He didn't act with any of the cast, though. That was like a news story last week.
They could have done that. That's unfortunate. I don't think that's bad at all. I feel like that happens a lot. And
I know,
I miss
the practical effects. Like, I would have liked seeing him at least in the makeup for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I will make a prediction here in that I mean, yes, I think they're probably saving Darkseid for a later film or something like that.
I think we're going to get the inkling of him.
I think we're getting something more than Steppenwolf in this movie, and I think maybe I'd like to hope against hope that the reason we haven't seen it ruined as a toy is because they're holding it back. They're trying not to ruin it as a toy.
Yes.
Like that there is something surprising in this film that we don't get exposed to just because you have to freaking sell the toy.
Yeah, I'm not saying post-credit scene or anything. I think we're going to get some kind of... something involving it at the end leading to Justice League 2.
Now, at least be illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, some people think he looks too similar to Ares.
It's a pretty classic looking toy. I mean, it doesn't mean that's what we're going to get in the movie, but who knows?
But we also haven't, I mean, even though it's the toy, we haven't seen it like full flesh. Well, full digital flesh.
I'm sure he's going to be big. Like, but
yeah, you know what I mean.
And we know we're going to get Superman, and Superman may or may not be a villain for part of the movie, too.
I hope so.
And we're going to have Lex Luthor in there, too, right? I mean, we haven't really talked too much. Nobody's talking about Lex, who, by the way, knows everybody's secret identity and could expose that at any time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Ezra Miller got a new look at him as the Flash.
I like it.
There you go.
I love it.
I think it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks awesome.
It's got some Tron vibes to it.
So this
right?
is from
I was thinking the same thing.
This is from a promo piece, right? Was this taken from the floor of Comic-Con? Or?
Look at how fast I got that image up. I'm moving like a Flash now, right?
You just couldn't hold on to that one.
Oh, come on.
Very well done. It. So what do you guys think? What were your first thoughts of the Flash costume, and how have they changed now that you've lived with it for a couple of years?
I think that this looks great.
Always? You've always kind of felt that way since you saw?
I mean, I know that it's going to go through kind of incarnations that, you know, also my reaction to it would go through incarnations. But I think, you know, initially I thought it was good and was excited to see what final product is. And I think looking at this, I think this looks awesome. It's kind of like, it looks like a mixture of like Power Ranger Tron. And I'm totally down with that.
Always down for that.
I think it looks cool. It looks different than kind of what we've seen before.
With
but
the TV
it's
show and everything.
Yeah,
way
and it's
different,
enough,
which is good.
Which is very good. And it's enough of an adaptation that it's unique, but it still has all of the tells and all of the things that you need to make it true enough to the comic that you're still on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not Green Lantern.
I'm with you. I just think that you can do that tights are tights. It gets boring after a while.
Yeah.
Another muscle suit. I think this makes sense if you take into account, like, you know, someone whose superhuman abilities, like, move him at this speed. He needs some kind of suit.
Exactly.
For the resistance, for the pressure. I mean, there's some kind of faux science thought into it, you know?
And I'm excited to see that, too, because that's part of my favorite thing on the DC shows is that they really dive into the science, you know, with Cisco on the Flash talking about the science of making the suit. I think because we have a suit that looks like it is more taking into account the actual pseudoscience, that we're going to see some of that in the dialogue, which I'm excited for.
Here's an interesting idea, going back to Steppenwolf from Canucks fan. He's already just fantasy booking here. He said, Steppenwolf comes back to Apocalypse. They only show Darkseid's Omega Beams killing him. Then his voice making a threatening line towards saying, fail me again, and it will be you on the floor in ashes.
What, that's a speculation?
That's
or
his
that's a
guess
hope?
As to how
Darkseid will be. But I mean, listen, if you do that, you are doing the exact same thing as Thanos, a character that already looks so much like Darkseid.
Yeah.
You have to be cleverer.
That's very good.
It's just, you can't do the same thing that Marvel did. You can't have him be like, I'll do it myself. It's got to be something else. You either bring him out in this first movie or you're having faith to keep him for further down the line. I don't know. I'm just hope that the people smarter than us that make the stories come up with a great way to reveal that character. Did we look at, what other toys can we look at right now? What about the Flying Fox? First image of the Flying Fox and the Nightwing. The Batman flying, or the Nightcrawler, rather.
I don't know if we... Do we have that up
we
there,
We do.
Perhaps?
No, we have it. He's got it.
Okay.
So there were also toys of the Nightcrawler and the Flying Fox, a couple of these great toys that Bruce Wayne is going to have in the Justice League film, and then these have also been exposed via some toys. Have you Harley Quinn's had a chance to look at this?
I saw just the images that you sent in, and I didn't have time to research it, but, like, you know me. Like, again, I'm just going to throw my money at it because it looks so cool. But I'm also trying to be careful with how it is, especially because with the things that we're going to be talking about later with the collectibles figurines, I'm kind of more saving towards that. But it looks awesome to me, at least.
I mean, more like as an idea of, like, these are what's going to be. It's just, again, like, this is the most clear shot of we've seen that what's going to be in the movie. You know, like when we see Batman in the trailer saying, now it's my turn, I believe he's in the Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like Batman Robotech kind of stuff. It's kind of cool.
I want to know what those are going for.
Yeah.
They're not cheap, I don't think.
I think a lot of these things are never going to be cheap, but you know, you never know. There might be a sale.
There are also some great, and I think we have this image too. With that, we sent some Justice League statues.
Oh.
Justice League, DCEU. Statues. There was a bit of a gallery about that, and those look really good. These are from DC Collectibles, I think. This is not a hot toy, but there are also hot toys out there to be exposed. So you're not going down there this year, right?
No, not this year.
So, Elena, what's like your move when you hit the floor? Like, do you go and check out all the models? Do you have a specific place you'd like to go to look at your collectibles?
See, originally what I used to do was I would look up beforehand kind of what was going to be all of the releases and had a whole game plan where it's like, okay, Thursday, you go down, you get your tickets for the line so that you can go get your collectibles. Then Friday or whatever day you go, you go, you pick it up, you get in the line soon. It's a whole big thing.
So you pre-order them? Like, are you pre...
You don't pre-order them. You get a ticket to then get in line. You get in line to get a ticket to then get in another line to then get the collectible. So it's kind of, you know, a lot of these collectibles, you have to really put some effort to get them.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they're worth it if they're
totally
really cool
it.
Ones.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little bit more lucky because since I've been working at some different conventions and stuff, I've been kind of holding off because I've been getting them not immediately, but a little later on.
That's cool.
Which is really neat because, you know, they go like that. So... I'm willing to wait if it means that I still get one.
I'm not a line waiter. I can't take it.
Here's some of these figures. We got Aquaman right there.
So much. It's sad. My whole house is just a gallery.
You
can
just,
you're not alone.
Scroll through this gallery. Amazing Batman. So this was my favorite. You can see this, like, these yellow highlights on the Bat costume, and this is that secondary Batman costume that he's going to be when he's piloting the Nightcrawler or whatever, where he's got the goggles on. And yes, he admittedly looks a little bit like Night Owl from The Watchmen.
Yes.
But the costume looks amazing. There's nothing wrong with that.
It looks so good.
Yeah, this looks amazing. And then...
the Cyborg.
The Cyborg looks...
Damn.
It's so really good. I know,
damn,
right?
Slick. That's what... I just...
Yeah, these all look incredible, actually.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is definitely next on my list. But even, like, Supes looks amazing here.
So
like,
do you think, is this a slightly lighter hue Superman? Is this a Justice League Superman? I mean, these are all Justice League, so, and again, if they're revealing Superman, we haven't seen it, there's a lot of rumors that, like, he'll be in the black costume, but then when he's in his blue suit, it will be a little bit of a brighter blue, because he's a brighter Supes. So, I don't know. But this is that's also a pretty amazing-looking Superman.
It certainly is.
They all
look
incredible.
Yeah, no, he looks great.
Yeah. And I gotta say, too, Factory Entertainment has some amazing stuff this year. They're gonna be at booth 2647. Here's some of the stuff they've got here on the
yes,
table.
Factory Entertainment, Tommy Vargas hit us up and said, hey, we're going to have a bunch of cool stuff at Comic-Con. We love your show. We'd love to send you some stuff to show off, and that's what we've been doing the past couple of weeks. Some things have already been claimed. The Killing Joke has been claimed. We got the Goodnight baseball bat. We have Action Comics. Actually, Mikey's going to get... Green Lantern for
you
sure.
You can beat the piss out of each other with these bats and like do some damage. Like,
oh my god, yeah.
You can do a little bit of damage, yeah. But not so much that anyone's getting seriously injured. But if you're like, if you have a real Harley Quinn bat fight, like it would be good. It's better than a Nerf bat fight, and it's not as dangerous as like an actual baseball
sure.
bat fight. So I would recommend this.
And Rocky was laying down
on
the shield.
The shield.
He got comfy, okay?
Yeah.
Which doubles in an adorable dog pillow if your dog is Batman.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Go to and they have a lot of this stuff for sale. Very reasonably priced. Go to factoryent.com. They're called Factory Entertainment. Thank you again to Tommy Vargas. Amazing stuff. And what booth are they? We do have the booth.
They are 2647.
Okay, so if you're at Comic-Con this weekend, go say hi to 2647 Factory Entertainment and thank them for being a part of the DC Movie News family, because we appreciate them doing
all
this
stuff.
Yeah,
look at these cool things. Like, Superman, he's, like, moving the car here. It's like, you know.
His hips even move.
His hips don't lie, guys.
Classic. No. Yeah. And look at this Green Lantern. You got Hal Jordan, but he's, like, too cool, so he's showing you his back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just showing that back.
Absolutely.
He's just showing you the back, but he looks great from the front, too. But his lantern is actually interacting with the comic book cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
which
even
is awesome.
And the Catwoman, she's, like, standing slightly out of frame. Like, these are a really cool take on these little statues. Like, they're not...
I really
like,
love this Catwoman that's in front of me.
It's pretty sweet.
Like,
yeah. It's really great.
She, like, spins around.
And one toy,
I know.
And one toy that we don't have is Aquaman, but we do have a photo of Arthur Curry's lighthouse being built.
Holy
crap.
Yes.
So excited about that.
Where in the world is this? I can't figure out.
It must be in Australia somewhere, right?
Yeah, because
it's
where they're filming, yeah?
It's
yeah.
Hastings Point.
I
don't know what
guys, chat roll, where is Hastings Point?
It's
so apparently,
I'll find out.
8 weeks of building this for you know how many days of filming?
For like...
Yeah, Australia.
But that always happens that they, you know, you go back, you look at sets like the... friggin' War of the Worlds set that's like a giant plane that you see for 30 seconds and they're like, no, we wanted a real plane. We ripped it up. We actually did this. So, but I love it because kind of talking about the practical effects versus digital effects, I think that the digital effects work so well because they take the time and effort to build these practical sets that look amazing. So, I say, get it, Juan. Do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So, yeah, so this is the lighthouse where I think Arthur Curry's dad worked, but this is also where Arthur Curry spends a lot of his time. It's like his non-Atlantean fortress of solitude. But I think, you know, who knows? I think we're going to get some
fortress
origin in this
Seatude.
Movie. We're definitely getting an origin in this movie because no one knows Aquaman's origin. It's changed a lot over the years. So we definitely have to get... We got Bat Puppy running around this place. Bat Mutt.
Well, another character we talked about earlier who might have a standalone film at some point is Nightwing. And Chris McKay went on record. He just went nuts on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying whoever becomes Nightwing has to love the character. He said it has to be a full commitment every day. It's going to be grueling from a martial arts, gymnastics, and stunt perspective. Also emotionally taxing. It's going to be real. So this dude is ready to direct someone to kick some ass.
I love it. This makes me very excited.
Yeah, so who would be Dick Grayson? Whoever isn't Shazam?
Yeah, well, and you know what? And his last Batman movie opened, I believe, in February, didn't it? Wasn't Lego Batman like this February?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So maybe Chris McKay is like, I opened the DC movies in February, and maybe he's Nightwing is 2020.
I would love that.
And maybe you meet him in The Batman in 2019, in December of 2019 or something.
That would be dope.
Who knows?
Introduce him.
Oh my God. What if you had Shazam and the Batman and a player to be named later in 2019?
Dude.
I think that would
amazing.
More
That'd
than
be
make
a
up.
Hell of 2019.
Yeah, I think that'd more than make up for next year.
And then maybe, maybe both dates are for women and like February, the 2020 Valentine's is Batgirl and the later is Wonder Woman.
That. I'm all about that. That sounds great.
Yeah,
and then just Gotham City Sirens is like, we're here too.
it's almost like with Star Wars at this point. It's like every year Warner Brothers is going to have a Bat Universe movie and then another one and another DC movie. But you're going to have Batgirl, you're going to have Gotham City Sirens, you're going to have the Batman. I mean, there's a lot of Gotham here, and that's a good thing because it's their most popular property by far.
It's going to be incredible. One woman that probably won't be back, Cara Delevingne. She was asked about Enchantress, and her quote was, pretty sure I won't be back. It was a life-changing experience, and of course I'd do another one, but I don't think it would make sense for the character. So, yeah, that's...
No more dance-offs?
Nothing shocking.
Oh, man, but I like that dance-off.
I gotta say, for a public person I normally pretty much hate... That is the best response that she could give for something like that.
I did love, though, that she was talking about how they, you know, they all had a really good bond together on set, and she would still probably go and hang out on set even if she wasn't cast, and she'd still be there just, like, supporting everybody. But I think it's smart that,
She's gotten a lot of flack for all the Enchantress dances and stuff.
It's unfortunate.
But she was directed to do it.
Yeah.
No, it's true, but I'm just saying
also edited that way. Correct.
I'm just saying based on, like, her interviews in the past, she's usually very outspoken and a little obnoxious.
Yeah,
that's kind of her style, and, like, this is a very classy kind of answer.
Yeah, a very subdued response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's also promoting Valerian right now, and they probably warned her, like, true. Listen, we know your shit in the past. Please keep it together.
Yeah, we need this.
This is a big movie.
Yeah. Oh! No, it's true.
Giant Lego Flash is headed to Comic-Con. Yeah. I think we have a photo of that.
I'm, really impressed. I always
love these giant Lego things that they do. It never gets old. I've been seeing them for, 25 years. Lego, I mean, this is what people who work for Lego do. Like, they work on these things that have thousands and thousands of pieces.
This is why I can't do this, because I have allergies. I'll just sneeze, and then it's just all of my work.
It's a life-size model.
It's not dominoes. They click together.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You guys haven't seen my sneezes.
When they do these, they tend to glue them as they make them, too.
No, I know.
They're not, you know.
But, like, if you go to the link and you see, like, the back end and, like, the different parts, like, just, like... I don't know if it's really called shading, but, like, the darker areas so that you can see, like, where the armored plating is so awesome. Mm-hmm. It's just, I can't.
I think it also looks cool, like, the dimensions, too. See the shoulders, broad shoulders, that. Like, how do you do that with a Lego? It's crazy.
I don't know. They have, I mean, there are certain.
We're just on it today.
We bonded.
Yeah.
We've completely.
I love all the big Lego things. They tend to, every year at Comic-Con, bring out some sort of giant Lego.
They did the new Batmobile a couple years ago. There's always something.
It's so cool.
Yeah, well, it's life size, so damn.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Oh, giant Thor as well. Is there a Thor this year there? That's cool.
That's really awesome.
All right. Next up, there is a trailer that was released for Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman. Now, I'm a little confused. Explain this to me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This project, this film.
Anyway. So it's basically about the real life story of the man who created Wonder Woman, who is a character that is based on an amalgamation of his wife and their mutual lover, Olivia, and the three of them lived together, and they
that was
had
when no one did that, right?
Yeah, that was
very forbidden.
Yeah, pretty unheard of. But he, you know, to him said, "We're gonna do what we're gonna do. We aren't hurting anybody. We love each other. We love the world, and we love creating. So I'm gonna make something that celebrates love, and Wonder Woman is what came out of it." And so, this is the story that is based off of.
And he's a doctor, or is he a psychiatrist, or what was he? Because Professor Marston, he's a doctor of some kind,
and
right?
Then, well, it's funny, too, because he brought in a lot of different, you know, psychology aspects and things to the character, which is part of why people really love this character.
Right.
It's kind of stood the test of time. But there's a lot of things that people don't really remember, like, you know, the fact that, you know, her corset is made from a shield.
And,
you know, there's just a lot of elements that he, because kind of underwear made a big thing. So, like, the corset was something that he wanted to be representative of women's strength and not just something reflective of something that society was literally bonding, like, binding you. It was just a really, really cool dynamic. And so now there's a story about the people who created the stories.
Like, I'm really surprised.
I'm excited
that they've gone this direction, but I'm really excited about it because the fact that a lot of people, because I took a history of comics class in college, and just the fact that we got to do a couple days of talking about this because the fact of how taboo it was, but just the fact of where it came from, because it wasn't coming from like a sexual standpoint. It was the fact of like empowering women. But at that time, they're like, you know, there's a lot of rope tying in this, like, of Wonder Woman. And I'm like, yeah. So, like, it was just, it's just really cool to open that up, especially when it comes to polyamory, since I'm poly. And I love the fact that we're able to, like, bring that out, especially back then.
Oh, someone said he was a lie detector guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he invented the lie detector. Right, of course.
Which is where
the last of truth came from. Oh, yeah, it's so great. It's like, I can see why they're making a movie of this. It is the weirdest, coolest origins of a character.
And it's got a solid cast, too.
Yeah.
So this is, it's coming out, I don't know the release date exactly.
What a different role for Luke Evans.
I'm excited. Yeah,
like, who was doing all, like, kind of action-y stuff for a while, and this is totally not that.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That covers just about everything, I think, besides TV time. If anyone got the TV,
do we talk video games?
The Telltale.
Yeah, I was like, can we talk about that?
I'm sorry, yeah, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, did anybody else play the Batman Telltale?
Take it away.
Okay, good.
Yes. I don't even know what this is, so take it away.
Oh, it's pretty much just it's the next part for the next Batman Telltale game, because there was already, what was it, five? Chapters? Or five?
Yeah.
Five.
It was a five-parter.
Yeah.
And the thing with the Telltale games is because they're pretty much like choose-your-own-adventure cartoons more than actual interactive video games, you can get one every year.
Ooh. Yeah.
So while we're waiting to see what's going to be the next fully immersive Batman or DC game, like, you can get these Telltale games, and they're a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of hard to go wrong with them. Like, you can't, like, lose, really, but they're fun. They're very fun.
I know a lot of people who saw the trailer, who were talking to me about it, since I'm a huge Batman video game fan, that they're like, oh, this is just like, you know, Arkham Asylum, but through Telltale. And I'm like, but it's completely different. Like, you still have the same things where you have to combat, and, you know, the Riddler's involved and Joker's involved. Sure.
Yeah, I guess the trailer teases both. Oh, yeah, there's the Riddler tease.
Yeah, so the fact that they're in there, you know, but it's still different because you're not sitting there trying to, like, run around and trying to do stuff. Like, you have to be smart. And actually, like, figure out exactly what you would say in a situation and try to go through Bruce's head and trying to figure out what you want to do in a situation like this. It's really cool.
It's a storyline game, which is awesome. Yeah.
And
the only thing is... Oh.
I'm just asking a question. They generally take a long time, right?
Yes. That's the only thing about Telltale is that when they try to give out their chapters or their episodes, it tends to take a while. Usually, I always suggest to do the season pass and then just as soon as they come out...
But it doesn't take long to beat a chapter.
No, God, no. No,
it's like an hour and a half to go through a chapter.
If you don't have anything to do in the
day. I mean, it's pretty much...
It's super
easy.
Yeah.
They have Walking Dead ones. They have Game of Thrones. They have Guardian Dead of Gods. So, yeah, I only have done one. I did the first Walking Dead one. I haven't gone back. They're a lot of fun.
Really good, too.
Any other DC games in the pipeline do we know? I know Injustice 2 is kicking ass. You're saying you love it?
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with Injustice 2 because I love Black Canary so much, too, and she just kicks so much ass in this game.
Yeah.
It's just... DC. The whole DCEU is killing it as far as video games. Like, they're just crushing it.
Yeah,
so I will say, people can say what they want about, you know, DC, Marvel, whatever.
Marvel's never had good games.
They will never hold a candle to the games that DC
except for Spider-Man, which is also probably my most anticipated game in the world right now. That Spider-Man game looks ridiculous.
We'll be here for 3 hours if we start talking about video games. At least with me.
I want, like, what is the next one of, like, those Arkham-style games, like... I want, like, a Wonder Woman one or, you know, a Green Lantern one would be awesome.
I wanted a villains one, you know, going through.
Suicide, like, Squad would be great to do something like that.
They have great DLCs, too.
But they do. So. They do have really good downloadable content on that end. But I want, like, a Sirens, like, Arkham Asylum game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, having, you can switch off from the three of them or play with other people. Like, I just think it'd be really cool to go through what...
That's true. So you don't have to have the DLC to play as Harley.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or, like, the fact that, like, in, like, what was it, Arkham City, where you can be Catwoman for, like, a part of that story.
Yeah.
Like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was awesome. So I feel like it'd be really cool to do a villain, like, an all
in Arkham
section.
Knight, where you going back and forth between Catwoman and Batman, when, like, she had to get him out of a trap and you was a thing. Oh, that was so much fun.
I just want
to
point out that I have absolutely no idea what's happening. But it sounds
we're
like
gonna
fun.
Have a game night, Johnny. Don't
yeah,
worry.
It's gonna be so much fun. We're gonna live stream it. It's gonna be great.
You're gonna have to strap
me
down.
Get ready for our Twitch channel. Johnny's gonna have his own Twitch channel by the end of this year.
You're gonna have to strap
gonna
me down.
Love it.
I'm gonna have to strap me down with some sensuality because I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
I got you, boo.
We'll get that last.
That Hulk game was good. Yeah, I hear you. A Hulk Ultimate Destruction, but very repetitive. It's like, you know, you're smashing things as a Hulk.
I love that Marvel versus Capcom, but I think Injustice has changed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Fighting games are okay. I love those Uncharted kind of games.
Oh, yeah. You're preaching to the choir over here.
I know.
Yeah.
So. Is it time to honor Roxy in the
is
way?
It?
Yeah, it's going to be the shortest TV time of all time. But yeah, it's time for Roxy's Trash TV time. We got that music.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If our engineer was ready.
Should we just sing it?
It's time for Roxy's Dryer's TV time. Sing along with me this time. Roxy's Dryer's TV time. She thinks that the Flash is fun. DC movie news, it's time to talk. TV time! There you go. Very rare. Live
Look
rendition.
At that.
Not our first one.
See, that was way better.
But our first acapella version. I think last time we had Bobby Bognar on one.
I'd
like to learn that song. That was awesome.
So, DC Movie News TV time. Let's talk about Preacher. Did anybody see Preacher this week?
Mm-mm. I'm still behind, but I do have to say this season is crushing it. It is so good. I'm so excited. And everybody who was kind of trash talking last season, saying that everything was a little too slow paced.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now they can eat it because it's awesome.
They can have a big bowl of it.
Well, we got a cool poster for Gotham.
Well, yeah, because that ending.
Well, I will just say, still sticking with Preacher, I saw Preacher this week and it was great. It was a little bit of a slower episode.
Yeah.
But it definitely. You know, it's so great because they're telling a lot of stories that are not even in the comics. You know, they're really expanding the universe in a good way, in that way that makes me feel like they get the essence of it. I don't remember. Guys, was that Dennis character, Cassidy's friend Dennis? Was he in the comics? Dennis. I love that. That is one of the funniest things
I've ever.
So, Johnny, there's this guy, Dennis, that Cassidy's like, oh, he's my best friend. But this guy just like speaks German and doesn't even acknowledge their existence at all. Oh, my God. Guys, Cheryl, how funny is Dennis? Oh, Dennis, yeah, he's great. Oh, God, too funny.
I love that Seth and Evan, like, flat out from the beginning were saying, we want to do something that honors the graphic novel but isn't the graphic novel, which is exactly what they're doing. So,
boom. Yeah, that's exactly what, I mean, honestly, that's the only way to do a translation is you can't be, like, slavish to the page, especially something that's, like, 20 years old at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you have to make it relevant.
And such a fun cast, too.
Those guys are killing it, too. The Disaster Artist looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Saw the teaser for the Disaster Artist. That looks ridiculous. Looks great. Great. Dennis wasn't in the comics. But how funny is Dennis? He totally could have been. So that's a great example of what they're doing. Roxy Stryer, the same Roxy Stryer that this very TV Timed is named after, will be talking to Black Lightning people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
There you go.
And then Gotham here, you're saying, so what's the subtitle here with the Gotham?
I don't know.
Basically, it's saying, like, okay, teasing that we're going to see young Bruce Wayne as Batman. This is the first kind of teaser that we've seen of him as Batman. So up until this point, it's been just all the precursor things. So it's saying, this is the time, this is the season,
weird for me to see, like, little Bruce, like, you know, trying to fight off muggers in the middle of, like, you know, an alleyway when he's little. Because in my head, I'm like, aren't you supposed to be going off doing things? Like,
so
training in the mountains, what's happening?
The subtitle is Dawn of Night.
I know.
So Dawn of Night, but not K-N-I-G-H-T. It's Dawn of Night. So how do you interpret that? You know, like, because he's the Dark Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T. So does Dawn of Night mean the beginning of Batman? But he's, like, just beginning, so there's no K? Or does it mean that, like, shit is just about to get really bad, that night is about to fall in Gotham?
I think it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah.
I feel like we can sit there and start letting,
It's a clever pun, which I appreciate.
Yes, and the fact that, I don't know where that voice came from, but, like, I think it'd be really cool to see, like, it going in that dark direction, but at the same time, finally seeing Bruce getting into that.
And letting us know that nothing is
is
okay.
Since Bruce is not going to be, he's not leaving the country anytime soon, right?
I'm not okay with that.
So, if he's not leaving the country and going to get his like Tibetan training and all that, like,
yeah, and it's kind of a weird that it's like, what it, is this going to be an odd, different origin story, or is this going to like, how are you going to tie this in?
It feels very much like Smallville.
Sure. Yeah,
it feels elseworldly like Smallville. Sense.
Are we okay with that? Do we think that, like...
I like Smallville.
I mean, yeah. Smallville
you
was awesome.
You texted stop overanalyzing. What do you mean stop overanalyzing? It's dawn of night. You gotta overanalyze it. It means something.
A little bit. They had to put thought into that. Just
it means their graphic design team is crushing it, too.
I think, yeah, little Bruce is gonna be getting his butt kicked all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, he has to.
I honestly think it's cool. I'm okay with it. Because when he was in Batman Begins... I love one of the things I love about that movie is that when we find him, he can already kick dozens of people's ass. Mm-hmm. They're like, and then like Liam Neeson's like, no, now you're going to be able to engage hundreds. You know what I mean? Like what you can do is yeah. But we're going to take you so much further than that. I'm okay with Batman being already the best because he's still not the Bat. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of room to play with him, and he doesn't know his identity. He's not going to have the Bat iconography yet.
Yeah. Is it weird that, I mean, I can't really say anything so you can go ahead and crap all over me, fans, but like, yes, go for it.
I just beat you.
Yeah, go for it. If I wanted a time jump, but still have flashbacks of how this like teenage Bruce got to play.
We're talking about Batman, not the Flash.
Oh, is that what I said?
No,
oh, okay,
no,
but you know what I mean. Yeah,
I'm
but
with you.
Yeah, no. But like that's kind of what DC.
Oh, your puns.
But you know what I mean.
I just got batted for my bat joke
for that Batman joke.
You got batted. Oh god.
But you know what I mean. Like I think it'd be kind of cool to jump a little bit ahead, and then so that we don't lose this awesome actor who is playing young Bruce, we can have flashbacks. But I know DC Universe, at least TV Universe, is like enough with the flashbacks. We had enough of that with Arrow. I don't want to do this in Gotham too. But I'm just speculating.
I don't know. I feel like it would be... I'm with you, though, because I think little flashbacks are different than the full-fledged Arrow, like...
On an island?
Russia. Now we're on an island. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah. And now we're back on the island three
and
seasons
I'm
later.
I'm still upset about it. I'm still upset about when I was on that island.
And that wig still looks terrible on that island four seasons later.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more forgiving with Gotham. I feel like if they did some flashbacks, it would be to enhance the story.
Yeah, and again, it's not because I want this child actor gone or anything. I would like to still see him on Gotham. I just feel like to move Bruce's story along, I would like to see an older Bruce.
I think that this show focuses more on Jim Gordon.
True.
And I think it would be great, like, if in a season or two they decide how many seasons of Gotham they want to make, you know, I don't think this show should go beyond six or seven. I would love to see a season where, yeah, he is already gone.
Yeah.
You know, just gone, because it doesn't follow Bruce. I don't think this show is about that, but I would like to see somehow he go. He's either going to go then or he's leaving at the end of the show.
Right. I mean, to be fair, it's already lasted longer than a lot of people thought. Captain Dingleberry says maybe they're worried about it getting canceled. That's why they're doing the Batman stuff already.
That makes sense. Look,
in today's day and age, it's so easy for a show to not survive.
Yes.
Everything gets canceled.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I
mean...
You don't want to go the way of Powerless, where you don't even get to wrap up the ones.
Well, that's
show.
Also NBC.
Show your Adam West episode.
NBC tends to be the...
It's like, see it next week.
NBC tends to be very not forgiving, either.
I did finally watch finish Arrow this season, though. I had to, like, watch the last three episodes.
It is like pulling teeth for me with Arrow sometimes.
I know, sometimes it is.
Sometimes they miss the mark.
No, but, correct. Or, like, way
she's
off.
She's on fire!
Like, way off.
She's on fire right now.
Like, way off into another island. Awesome.
Somebody needs a bullseye.
Oh my god!
No. She's ready for
this. Is why we don't do after shows anymore, right? Here. No, I'm just kidding.
Manu Bennett, though, was great to see him back. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, but like, man, Manu Bennett, and now like that other dude, Joe Manganiello, is he going to get to be... Oh, man. Is he going to get to be Deathstroke?
What do you mean?
Terminator? We'll see. I mean, I don't know. Like, they said that they're scrapping and starting over with a new The Batman, so...
Oh, no, absolutely. I just don't think he's going to be the main villain.
Okay. He's going to be somewhere. I don't think he's not...
Yeah, they're not going to put Joe Manganiello
in there. Manganiello might even be in Justice League, too. I'm still not convinced he's not somewhere in Justice League.
Right.
For sure. I think we might see a glimpse. I just don't think he could be the main villain in Batman.
I would like to see him as the main villain in the Nightwing movie. And
sure,
I would like
maybe.
To see...
I can see that.
He should
be awesome.
He should be Nightwing's, like, Moriarty to Sherlock Holmes. You know? Like,
I'll take
he should
it.
Be his
that
arch nemesis,
awesome.
Older, wiser. Like, that dynamic is so much more interesting. And, you know, like, that sort of...
I'm into that. Match your villain with your hero. Don't...
Yeah.
That's part of why the whole... I don't know.
Yes, we talked about Shazam earlier.
We sure did. We talked a lot about
Shazam. Did we talk about their director, though? Did we actually name the director? What is it, David Sandberg? Was that the guy's name?
Don't know, but I did not name
him. He's the guy that did Lights Out and did Annabelle Creation, and he's very big with these, what are those, New Line movies? I think those are New Line movies.
Maybe.
Horror stuff. Anyway.
That's it.
I think that's what we got. We're going to have a lot more to talk about next week, guys, because Comic-Con is just happening. All the DC panels, all the DC TV, the movies, it's all happening right now. In fact, I bet in the hour and a half that we've been here, so much has already changed. Yeah.
Well, let's all put ourselves over at DC Movies SK. As always, make sure you retweet every post we have because we're trying to get as many views as possible. Elena Jordan, go.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. I'll be talking all about Comic-Con and posting stuff all weekend, so check it out. Also, because you guys are so awesome, you got us a second season for Relativity. So relativitypodcast.com, the sci-fi radio drama, is coming out now.
Cool.
Yes, Captain Dingleberry, horror director. Isn't Annabelle 2?
Annabelle is
Creation
horror.
Is definitely a horror movie. Anyway.
Don't hit the music already. We're not done yet.
It's okay. You can. We're vamping.
No,
it's like,
we're not done.
Like Meryl
Take the
Street.
Music away.
I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me online at Adam Gertler. I'll be on Fox and Friends this morning. Check out FX Movie Download. We got a great episode for The Winter Soldier coming up.
Nice.
And some other cool stuff. So we'll see you there.
There you go.
And you guys can find me all over the social media at atorres890. Everything's kind of on a slow burn for me right now because I've got a pretty big stuff happening in August. For people who are following me, thank you guys for all your support. And for everyone who doesn't know what's happening, Johnny?
She's getting married.
I'm getting married.
Yeah!
So, and for people who've been asking about those wedding vlogs, they are coming along. I will be talking about my nerdy wedding and all that kind of stuff. And you can also see Rocky there as well.
Yeah, he'll be dressed up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Of course, Roxy Stryer at Roxy Stryer. Mike Kalinowski at Mike Kalinowski. I am at Jay Quasto. Really important, guys. Well, I'll be at the La Jolla Comedy Store this weekend. If you're in San Diego, you want to see some comedy, hit me up. But my comedy album, it's officially dropping August 2nd. Please go to QuastoAlbum.com. You can pre-order on iTunes and Amazon right now. What that does is if you pre-order it, the moment it goes live on August 2nd, that will skyrocket me to the top of the charts. If I can be number one on iTunes or high up on Amazon, you have no idea what that does for me. 12 years busted my ass as a stand-up comic. I am so proud of this album. It has stand-up, it's got music, it's got commercials, a movie trailer, an infomercial. It's the weirdest and coolest thing I've ever created. 5 months in the studio doing it. So if you have a few bucks, I guarantee you you're going to be entertained by this album. There's something for everyone. We've been doing this show for 3.5 years. This is all I ask of you. Go buy the album. Aww. Trust me, you'll like it. And that's what it looks like right there. There's the album cover.
You're getting a lot of congratulations from the chat roll right now.
Well, thanks for the congratulations for the wedding. I was like, yeah. It's like, yeah,
for
thank you.
For you too, Johnny.
Yeah, whatever. But anyways, go to her wedding. Buy my album. Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.